NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong. And here with me is the host of the public radio podcast Outside In, Nate Hedgie. Welcome back to The Indicator, Nate.
Hey, it's great to be here. You're familiar with Gary Gensler, right?
Yes, he is the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which regulates the stock market.
Right. What else do you know about him?
He's a Democrat, mm-hmm. appointed by Biden. I think those are all my fun facts about Gary Gensler.
Oh, I've got more fun facts.
Oh.
He is an ultramarathoner. He's a mountaineer, and he's also an aspiring YouTube star.
Hi, this is Gary Gensler, and welcome to Office Hours.
So he makes these kind of cheesy educational videos on YouTube called Office Hours. Have you seen them?
I think I watched one on cryptocurrency, maybe, but I didn't smash that like button. Sorry, Gary.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing him up is because a couple of years ago, he did one on the SEC's proposed climate disclosure rule.
This will be good for our economy. It helps companies raise money. It will promote economic activity. And yes, it helps investors put their money in companies that fit their needs.
After 2 years of back and forth, the SEC is set to vote on this rule tomorrow, on Wednesday. If it passes, it'll force public companies to divulge a whole bunch of information, from their greenhouse gas emissions to how much risk climate change poses to their business.
It's been hailed by environmentalists as a landmark piece of climate policy, but it's also faced a lot of backlash from lawmakers and industry groups. And in recent weeks, there have been signs that this rule is going to get really watered down.
So today on the show, we're going to give a quick explainer on the climate disclosure rule. We'll talk about why it's so controversial and, if it passes, what that'll mean for investors and the stock market. Stay tuned.
Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines understands the importance of supporting small businesses.
Being a small business owner is a dream, but being able to execute that business plan is much bigger than a dream. That's where we come in as State Farm agents to say, hey, we got you. You got this, and we got this. Let's do it together.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
So this rule, it was proposed by the SEC back in 2022, and it would essentially give the E in ESG some teeth.
So ESG, environmental, social, and governance, is a set of standards that have been adopted by companies over the past couple of decades. The idea was that companies would voluntarily disclose information about their working conditions and how much they pollute.
But ESG has also gotten a lot of flack because it's mostly self-reported and there are no real mandatory guidelines for the environment.
There's been so much greenwashing and investors clearly haven't had the information they've needed to make good decisions.
Claire Vondrich is with the nonprofit government watchdog group Public Citizen. She says the climate disclosure rule, as it was initially proposed, would force public companies to divulge their greenhouse gas emissions, including what's known as Scope 3 emissions.
80 to 95% of oil companies' emissions are Scope 3.
So these are emissions that don't come directly from a company. Instead, it essentially comes from what they're buying or selling. So for an oil company, it's the gas that's getting burned in boats, trucks, jets, and so on. Same is true for a car company.
For example, if you're an auto manufacturer, all the transportation of parts to your factory, all those emissions would be counted, as well as those emissions downstream of your core business.
And this proposed SEC rule would also force companies to disclose how much risk climate change might pose to their business.
So any public company that is on the S&P 500 or any stock exchange has to let its investors know what kind of material risks it faces so that its investors know what they're getting into.
Since the rule was first proposed back in 2022, it's gotten a lot of pushback from industry groups, Republicans, and even some moderate Democrats. They're angry about the price tag. So while the SEC estimates that it'll cost companies roughly $500,000 a year to gather the data to comply with the rule, critics say their estimates are way too narrow.
They're also angry about that requirement for companies to disclose Scope 3 emissions, the greenhouse gases that come from their supply chains. The industry groups, they use a really pull at the heartstrings of the heartland argument. Bill Schultz is a fruit farmer from Michigan, and he testified against the rule at a congressional hearing in January.
From weather extremes to challenging markets, from labor struggles to maintaining profitability, a life in agriculture is not for the faint of heart. Unfortunately, we now face a new and crushing regulation to this list of our challenges.
Bill the Farmer argued that this rule would eventually hurt the small businesses, ranchers, and farmers, because they are a part of the food supply chain, which includes big ag, and thus it'll force the little guys to track their emission data.
On top of the resources needed to collect this information, growing an apple is not like making a widget. Farming presents variables that are rarely present in other businesses, and it is clear that the SEC did not account for these complexities and nuances of farms when writing this rule.
Clara Vondrich from Public Citizen says this argument is nonsense.
First of all, the SEC rule explicitly excludes small businesses and small farmers from being burdened by the rule. Second, the rule also provides that companies can use reasonable estimates and assumptions.
But even though this is all written into the proposed rule, critics aren't buying it. They are threatening legal challenges, not to mention that there is this larger anti-ESG sentiment that's sweeping through conservative and corporate circles.
For example, here's former President Trump.
The entire ESG scheme is designed to funnel your retirement money to the maniacs on the radical left.
We don't know whether this has any impact on the SEC, but we do know this. Multiple news outlets have signaled that the agency is going to weaken the rule before a final vote this week.
Last year, Commission Chair Gary Gensler said they were making changes to the rule, but demurred at what exactly those changes were. Reuters and Politico went a step further. They quoted unnamed sources as saying that the SEC weakened the requirements for disclosing emissions and that they've scrapped altogether the need for Scope 3 supply chain emissions.
Which is a shame for guys like Timothy Yee. He's a financial advisor who focuses on sustainable investing. He says getting angry at the climate disclosure rule or ESG in general, it's like getting angry at the nutrition facts on a box of cereal or the directions your GPS gives you.
My GPS is giving me additional data. I wasn't doing woke driving. Same with ESG. It's simply giving you additional data, more research to make a decision. You are the one who decides, do I buy, do I sell, do I do this, do I do that?
Timothy manages the retirement portfolios of environmentally minded clients. He says data from the proposed rule would better help him decide which companies are serious about transitioning to a green economy and which ones aren't. He's motivated by more than just morals.
Market forces will dictate which companies survive and which don't. I could be, excuse the expression, hell-bent on making buggy whips, and I make the best buggy whip. But when the automobile came around, well, I could keep making buggy whips and mine were the best, but nobody was buying buggy whips because the horse and carriage was gone.
What Timothy is alluding to here is that we are entering a new age of renewable energy, that some companies are going to adapt and some aren't.
But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has a different view of the SEC rule. It says all this mandatory data gathering is government overreach and could leave investors confused and in information overload.
We should point out that even though the SEC's rule will most likely get pared down, both California and the European Union recently passed similar tougher regulations, ones that include Scope 3 emissions. And while California's rules are being challenged in court, the EU is on track.
Which means that roughly 3,000 large U.S. businesses that operate in Europe are still going to have to disclose more about their climate risk in the near future. This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie and engineered by Patrick Murray, with fact-checking by Sierra Juarez. It was edited by Kate Kincannon. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Hold up. Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.